We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, very excited to talk to our next guest, Joe Samar from Black Sheep Promotions and Delray Beach Boxing. We are at the Delray Beach Tennis Center where people are serving themselves back and forth, and that's always great. But we're going to switch it up a little bit, come up in September 10th, get a little bit more violent up in here, a little bit more action. I like tennis as much as the next guy, Joe, but I like the fact that you guys are switching up a little bit. For those who don't know, you guys have been putting on your own promotions at your own gym in Delray Beach Boxing, but you decided to blow it up a little bit and do something a little bit big. This is much bigger. So what kind of came to be? How did you decide that you wanted to take your shows, which have been very successful at your gym, and kind of blow it up a little bit?
I mean, well, it started, we took over Delray Beach Boxing in January of 2020, like right in the middle of COVID. From there, we decided to do our first show. Coach Kevin Cunningham, we brought him on board to like basically just train his fighters at our gym. We became good friends. And from there, he decided to, give me some ideas, some pointers. He's been in the game for 30 years. He said, hey, why not let's throw your own show? Let's partner up and do it together. So, I let him guide me a little bit. We did our first one, this past year, March 4th, at our actual gym, which was a huge success. But we realized we outgrew that right after the first one. So we decided to try to go big. I mean, it might be a little bit bigger than we expected, but,
So the idea of doing it bigger, like, when you were putting this card together and the fighters that you guys wanted to showcase, like, how did that all come to be?
Well, I mean, obviously, Coach Kevin Cunningham has his stable of fighters that, train at our gym, and, they have a huge following. And, these guys, we thought that, hey, they wouldn't be able to bring as many people as we expected, but we sold out of the tickets within the first month of selling them. So we knew that if we were going to do another show with, some of the same fighters plus more, that we're going to have, way more of an audience than we had.
And who are some of the fighters that you're excited about showcasing here?
So we have, Antonio Bang Williams, he's a 14-0 pro. You have Lawrence B.T. Newton, also 14-0. One of our new debut guys, he's 2-0 now, Jonas Sylvain. We're actually bringing down Jim Torney. He's a heavyweight guy. He's actually in Wilder's camp right now, helping him with sparring for the fight, which unfortunately just got postponed.
I know, it's crazy. That's one of these things that's been it kind of felt like it was over with the COVID stuff, but now we've had like two big cards derailed by it now over the last 2 months with the Teofimo fight and now this fight.
Probably like off topic, but I think that's an excuse sometimes people use when they're actually not ready.
I've heard some of that too. There's definitely been some rumblings about the Lopez fight that isn't so much, I guess, with this one. This one kind of snuck up with the whole thing. Is there anything like just kind of off topic of the event, but like you guys with your gym, is there anything you guys do preventive wise? Because I know it does feel like a lot more open than it has been in months past.
I mean, nothing really. We try to, obviously we clean the gym as much as we possibly can. We obviously ask our members, hey, like, don't come in if you're feeling certain symptoms. Right. But I mean, luckily we've been lucky enough that we haven't had that issue. And we had two camps at our gym. We had Leon Lawson's camp and we had Erickson Lubin's camp at our gym this past, few months. So
what about as far as putting on shows locally? A lot of people have done shows, down in Dade and Broward and stuff like that. What do you think about the idea of bringing something in a town like this, Delray Beach, very hopping downtown. It's a very cool place to have this type of venue where, like, you know, a lot of people like to come down here. They like to party. They like to come and check out a showcase like this. I feel like it'd be a good kind of all-around experience that night of not only getting you guys people to come here, but then they have the kind of the scene of it all.
Well, I mean, I think, like, you know, anytime people think South Florida, they think automatically, hey, South Beach, Miami. But what people don't realize is Delray is becoming the next, you know, south part of, you know, people are now starting to say, hey, let's go to Delray. Like, that's the popping spot. So, you know, my partner, Justin, he's helping me co-promote everything. He started doing some research, and we said, hey, why not do it at the tennis center? So we came together and we kind of spoke to them. And there was actually a fight here in 2002.
Oh, really?
That was the last time there was a boxing match here. So, you know, when we spoke to them, they were actually very excited, very helpful to get us on board here. And we're hoping to do like the rest of our shows here going forward.
Being around the sport as long as you have, like, do you feel like that experience is good for these young guys early in their careers? You know, two fights, three fights, even 14 fights. Just the idea of, like, they're showcasing an event. Like, there's the idea that the experience that they can go through, like, it's gonna feel big. You're gonna walk into an arena. There's gonna be a 1,000 plus people here, or whatnot, in this kind of a venue. Like, what kind of benefit do you think that is for a young fighter to just go through the stuff where, you know, stuff gets bigger and bigger and bigger?
I mean, I think the upside with Black Sheep Promotions in general is that we're trying to have our fighters, you know, fight on like a big platform from the jump. You know, hey, it's still a local show, mm-hmm. but you're talking about, you know, hey, a couple guys are debuting on this card. There's a couple guys that have only two or three fights on this card, and they're going to fight in front of 2,500 people, opposed to most guys, you know, do their first 10 shows in front of 100 people, you know, no different than the amateur shows that they're used to. So I think that's, you know, that's a big stepping stone for us to be able to offer these young fighters alongside, you know, our fighters having the opportunity to train with, you know, the great Kevin Cunningham, who, you know, he's trained, you name him, he's trained him. So,
yeah. What did you think about the Lubin performance? He looked really, really good.
Oh, I think he was sensational. I don't think he could have had a better performance. You know, he went in there. He had a game plan. He stuck to it, and he got him out of there in six rounds, you know. So, I mean, I think he's I think he's next in line for Charlo and or whoever wins out of Charlo and Castaño. So,
from the standpoint too, you know, talking about big platforms and having that kind of experience, that clean experience as a fighter, is there a crazy one that comes to mind, like in your past, where you've been like, I can't believe we're doing fights here. I can't believe what type of venue this is or these circumstances that we're going out there to go fight in. Like, what's the wildest one you've seen in your life in the sport?
Like, in terms of boxing in general, just like,
like, as far as you, like, you're looking around and it's either sketchy or shady or it's just like, man, I can't believe we're here. That makes you want to do something like this that's just on a much bigger, cleaner stage.
I mean, I'm a huge Tyson Fury fan. So, like, you know, watching him, you know, when he fought Wilder, especially this second one, mm-hmm. you know, and following his story, I think it's pretty cool that we can actually apply something of our own and have our own fighters that have their own stories.
Yeah. Just like getting it to showcase it for people to know them.
Yeah, exactly. So you're kind of, you know, you're giving these guys an opportunity that, you know, like, you know, some of these younger guys never had, you know, like even our first show was nationally televised on the Impact Network. So it's kind of like it gives them, you know, an opportunity to, hey, I'm on TV on my first fight or, yeah, you know.
What do you think is, you know, people who get the opportunity to see fighters down here from South Florida who get to train down here? What do you think about the talent crop down here? And do you see that it's growing? Because South Florida's definitely been on a much bigger stage over the last year, I feel like, with, you know, us being a more open state and people are going to be like, where can we go? We can go to South Florida. But as far as the boxing guys that you see in your gym, just what do you think of the overall talent that people may not know?
I think that there's more talent here than people even know. But I think the biggest issue that we have in South Florida in terms of boxing is exposure. And, like, you know, unfortunately, we're in South Florida. People rather go party than, you know, hey, go to a boxing match. You know, even of recent, you know, the Mayweather-Logan Paul event, like, it was a great event, but, you know, it wasn't as packed as you would expect it to be. Yeah. Opposed to an Erickson Lubin's fight, which was in Atlanta. He was the co-main event against Gervonta Davis. That was a sold-out crowd. Like, you know, we were there, and there was nowhere to move. So I think, like, the talent is here. I think it's just a matter of getting people to, you know, become more of fans, I would say.
Just get more exposed to the sport.
Get more exposed in sports in general, not only boxing. I mean, you're talking about, you know, years ago we had LeBron James play for the Miami Heat. Games weren't always sold out. That's not heard of now, you know, in regards to, like, wherever, like, him playing in L.A. or wherever he is.
Anything else you want to say about the show before we get chat here? Coming up September 10th, where people can get their tickets, how they can get themselves at the venue.
You could go to Black Sheep Promotions on our Instagram. We have our direct link there, which you can actually go to our Eventbrite link. You can buy fight apparel for to support our fighters. Other than that, I mean, I'd hope to see you guys there.
Absolutely, man. We're looking forward to the show. It sounds like it's going to be a fun one again. September 10th, coming out at the Delray Beach Tennis Center. Joey, appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.